Thanks, Bill. For those of you who don't know, my name is Caleb. I serve as the high school director here at CPC, and I am pumped for these student testimonies, the student sharing we're about to hear. I love your students, and I love these students that are coming up here to share. I believe that testimonies are so powerful, and they're so celebratory in the work of God in people's lives, and even in the midst of students' lives, the testimonies that we're going to hear are stories that we can grow from and learn from, even in the lives of these students. So I'm going to welcome up our first student. His name is Charlie Nicholson. He's a graduating senior at San Ramon Valley High School, and he's attending Montana State University in the fall. So, Charlie, thanks for joining us. I know you've grown up in this church. Your parents are a part of the church. Your aunts are a part of this church. Like, you got the whole family here, and faith is something that has been taught to you and given to you and kind of spoken over you your whole entire life. How, with the pressures of high school and all of the things outside of faith, how have you maintained your faith in the midst of all the pressures?
Yeah, I mean, maintaining a faith in high school is not easy by any means. There's a lot of temptations and pressures, especially going to a public school that are really, really hard to ignore. And I think for anyone, no matter how strong your faith is, how strong your friend group is, it's something that you have to deal with in your day-to-day walk. And it's not been easy. I've given in to a lot, and I've seen a lot, and I've done a lot that I really shouldn't have done. But now kind of being on the other side of that, my faith has just become stronger through that. And it's kind of cliche because you're always like, well, maybe it'll make me stronger. And it's one of those things where it's like, I wish it didn't make me stronger. I wish I didn't have to go through that in order to be where I am in my faith today. Hmm. But the sole thing that was in my life that really guided me through was prayer. And prayer's talked a lot about in the church, Yeah. And going to Sunday school, growing up, going to youth group, they always talk about prayer and they're telling you how important it is. But I think prayer's really, really underrated amongst Christians because it's something that tends to feel like a one-way conversation with God. And it feels like God's just not really answering you right away. And patience is one of those things that I kind of learned through that. But the more and more that I prayed, the more and more I felt like God was right there alongside me, guiding me through the struggles. And I think prayer is really what kind of got me through it. And the more that I prayed, the more that God showed me where he wanted me to be. And he started answering those prayers and he started bringing me out of where I was and putting me into better situations and giving me the strength and the courage that I needed to get through the rest of high school.
Dang, awesome. That is a great answer. So on the same topic of faith, right? So you're saying like prayer, his hand guiding me through prayer, was guiding me through high school. I'm in the same realm of prayer, faith. When did your faith shift from being like a faith that you grew up with to being something that you owned and you were like, this is my faith, this is my God?
Absolutely. It's been a transition for sure. It's not something that it was like, this is my faith, now I'm a Christian. Because growing up in the church, been going to church in Sunday school my whole life. And so I've been poured into with faith and all the aspects that come with that. So it's kind of like the older I got, the more and more I knew, but it's the more and more that I was kind of questioning where I was in my relationship with God, right?
Right.
And once I started to go to Wildside, which is our middle school program here, which you're well aware of, I really started to get an idea of what a relationship with God looked like. And that kind of came through the small group aspect of it. Being able to have a group of guys that a lot of them I'd known my whole life through church. And then also having leaders like Jim Vodder and Dick Nicholas, as well as Mark Hopper. Being able to communicate with those people that I trusted was something that was giving me the ability to explore my faith deeper. And the questions that I brought to them, they'd answer with faith, their faith, and they'd bring it to a spiritual aspect by bringing in scripture. And it was something where I could really figure out exactly what I was trying to figure out in my relationship with God and grow from that. And so I really appreciated having a group of guys that I could turn to in times of trouble and ask questions and be vulnerable with. And that's where I really started to grow deeper in my own faith.
Dang. Awesome. Well, Charlie, thank you for joining us today. I want you to know that I am personally so proud of you. I've watched you grow up into literally grow from like 5'4 to 6'10, however tall you are. And in spirituality, you've grown up in the faith. And so it's been really cool to watch your growth over the last few years. And then I can't wait to see where the Lord takes you over the next four. So thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you very much.
Hey, Charlie's story is so important for us to hear. The power of keeping a conversation with God and also the power of community. Both of those things we need to help strengthen our faith and to keep that faith going throughout our lives. I actually can't wait to see what Charlie's life is like in the next 4 years, because I know that he's going to take those valuable lessons that he's learned in high school and take them into his college career. I think it's really important for us to remember too that we need to maintain that conversation with God, and we need to be in constant community with believers, building each other up and strengthening each other in the faith. So the next student that we have joining us today is Tori Lucht. She is graduating from San Ramon Valley High School, and she is attending Las Positas College in the fall.
Hello.
Thanks for joing us.
Of course, thank
you. How are you doing? You're good?
I'm doing good, yes.
Good, awesome. I just want to get right into it. Mm-hmm. I just want to hear just your story, like your testimony. Like, how did you come to know Jesus as your personal savior?
Yeah, so I actually grew up in the church, and I was raised by two very strong Christian parents. I attended the Christian Academy here on campus from kindergarten through eighth grade, so I grew up learning what it meant to be a Christian.
You are a true CPCer.
Exactly, true CPCer. But it wasn't really until spring of my junior year where I really felt the Lord get a hold of me, and I made the decision to really make my faith my own. Hmm. That season in my life was really hard, kind of end of junior year, wrapping up, getting ready for college apps. Like, I had a lot going on with friends, jobs, and work and everything that I put the Lord to the side, and I didn't make him a priority in my life. And I just remember feeling very kind of empty and worn out during that time, but didn't really know kind of what I was missing or how I would fix it. But during that time, I was very looking forward to the Mexico trip, because that's something I've been a part of all throughout high school. I look forward to it every year. So I was looking forward for that opportunity to reconnect with the Lord and do something that's really meaningful and powerful. And I just remember the last night of program was when the Lord really got a hold of me, and I felt him kind of push me to rededicate my faith. And there was something about being under the stars, like surrounded by your friends and listening to a powerful message, where I just felt a sense of peace and acceptance from the Lord. And I knew that that was a decision I wanted to make, to rededicate my faith and really start after that to really actively pursue the Lord in my daily life. And so I just remember coming back from that trip kind of a new person and having a new sense of purpose in my life. And I definitely saw a change in how I saw different experiences, how I listened to other people. And I started to fill my life with actively reading the Bible and surrounding myself by people who are also pursuing the Lord. So I'm just very thankful for that trip that made me realize what I was missing and made me the strong Christian I am today.
Dang. That is such a good story. I love, I love your parents. Dan,
pretty
is
awesome.
Awesome, and he's a leader with Rock, our high school ministry. And I'm sure he was pumped whenever you came home
excited,
and told him
yes.
The news of like, I'm in, baby. And he's like, yeah.
Exactly.
And also, I think it's cool just the story of Mexico. There's something about full immersion in surrounded by a community of believers, and also hearing the gospel and worship every single night that really shapes you and changes your heart.
It's an awesome experience.
So I just kind of moving on. So I know that you had some upset recently about a decision that you felt like God was leading you into, and it kind of ended up being like a no. Like, can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So end of my junior year, I made the decision to apply to the Naval Academy, and I wanted to pursue a career as a naval officer. So I put all my effort into applying there, along with other colleges. And the Naval Academy application is very daunting. So I had a lot of work I had to do, and I had to put a lot of energy into it. And so the entire time I was really relying on the Lord, and I was like, this is in your hands. Like, I can do the best I can, but I know that ultimately you know where I need to be after high school. So as I continued this application process, it felt like everything was kind of coming together, and the Navy is where I would be after high school. And I was very excited about it and willing to serve my country and put my best foot forward. Because I was awarded a Navy ROTC scholarship. So at that point, that's where I was going to be after high school. But little did I know that a denied medical waiver would alter my plans in a huge way. And so ultimately, not receiving a medical waiver meant that I was no longer eligible to even apply for the military at all. So it was a really hard thing to kind of understand. And I'll forever remember the night when I heard the news. And I just had so many questions going on in my mind, like, why would the Lord let this happen when I thought this is what he was calling me to do? Why would my scholarship get taken away? And why did it have to be like a little hearing test that would prevent me from participating in this experience? And so I just, like, it was hard to kind of understand. And I was very certain that that's where the Lord wanted me to be after high school. So it didn't make any sense. But I will say that my faith in the Lord reminded me that my life was in his hands and it was totally in his control. So clearly that meant he had something different for my life. So I do believe that everything I've learned in this past year, from nerve-wracking interviews, hard physical fitness tests, and persuasive essays I had to write, was truly meant to prepare me for a future career as a nurse.
Dang.
So if you asked me freshman year what I would be doing after high school, I would have never thought I'd be going to Las Positas to study nursing. But I truly believe that that is where the Lord needs me to be. And that was something I prayed about this whole process, is that wherever I ended up, it would be on the campus where the Lord can use me the most. Little did I know it'd be so close to home. I thought I'd be over across the country. But I'm just forever thankful for that. And I truly believe that I am at Las Positas to study nursing, to do the Lord's work. And it's very kind of comforting in that sense, even though it's not what I thought I was going to do. It's definitely what I meant to be doing. And I will say the last thing that I learned is that when I make plans for my life and I receive a no from the Lord, it's very clear that he has something different and better already in the works in my life. Mm. So that's something very comforting to know.
Dang,
this whole
that
thing
is so powerful and actually really, like, amazing perspective that you have, that it when you get a no from God, when you get like, this isn't my plan for you, you know and have seen that what God has in store is actually better for you and for his people. So dang, Tori, thank you so much
for
sharing and being here today. We love you. I'm so proud of you,
thank you.
And I can't wait to see you as a nurse and just absolutely crushing it in that field. So thanks for being
here. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Tori's story and her journey in the faith is such an awesome reminder that even when God says no, that he has a better plan. It reminds me of Romans 8:28. The passage says that God works all things together for the good of those who love him. And he obviously loves Tori, and Tori's perspective on the no that she received and the redirecting that she received from God is so encouraging to me. And I'm sure that it was super encouraging to you guys watching online. Our next student that is going to join us today is Blake Dillingham. He is graduating from Monta Vista High School and will be attending Las Positas College in the fall. Blake, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me, Caleb. You're looking good, man.
I'm excited to hear what you have to say. Your story is a lot different than everyone else's. Most of the students we're interviewing, or all of them except for you, have been raised in CPC, but you haven't. Can you tell us about how you started coming and attending CPC?
Yeah, so I'm not like your average usual CPC-er. I grew up at Crosswinds in Dublin, and I've attended there since I was born till I was about like 12 or 13, and then they moved out to Livermore. And so that was a little far for our family, and so we were looking to move churches. And my sister kind of got the job to scout out the area and see what's the best.
The scout.
Exactly. And so she was going to different youth groups and checking out different ones, and so she ended up finding Rock. And so I was pumped. I was like, sick, all right, I want to go now. And so she invited me there, and we kind of worked it out. Went there one Monday night, and we had a blast. Ever since then, it was like, man, this is my home. This is awesome. Like, I love the people, I love the students, I love the leaders. They're all great. And so from then on, I just got more and more like connected to my small group,
to rock everything through that program and what it has to offer. And so once I started to get more involved, I started finding out about these trips. I was like, my youth group didn't have those. So we have Mexico and we got houseboats. Those are the two bangers, the big ones. And so I tried to convince my parents to go to Mexico, but they didn't let me because they're like, oh man, this is a stretch. Like, I'm not letting my freshman baby go. And so I was like, oh man, I was really bummed about that because I've heard it was such a fun time. Everyone has a blast. It's life changing. Yep. And I didn't get to experience that till my sophomore year. But houseboats, I was like, Mom, Dad, like, I need to go. This is like the trip to go on.
Yes.
And so I finally went, and it was truly life-changing. I gave my life to Christ there. It was like amazing. Joel, the speaker, one of the best out there. He was so awesome, so energetic, and he was just great. And that's when I really got involved with CPC. And from then on out, we brought our family. We brought Mom and Dad. They came to all the services and stuff like that. And from then on, I'm CPC-er, baby.
Was your dad on the medical staff at that year as well?
In fact, he was, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So you and your sister were scouting the area, and then you eventually found CPC and brought your parents, which is that is super cool. So how have you seen God use your life to reach other people?
So one way is the connections and friendships I've made, and the other is my internship with Wildside.
Awesome.
And through Wildside, I've gotten to know this kid named AJ, and he is awesome. I do everything with this kid. We first started off having connections and like starting our relationship within Wildside, and then we took it outside of Wildside.
Yeah.
And I've gone fishing with this kid. I've gone hunting with this kid.
Oh my gosh.
I've gone dirt biking with this kid. I do everything with this kid. And he is awesome. He's really one of a kind. And within our relationship, and his friends are seeing that we have so much fun.
Yeah.
He's inviting his friends to join us in that fun time that we're having. And it's kind of crazy that I never thought something like this would happen with my internship with Wildside.
Yeah.
Meeting any kids like this.
Yeah.
So it's just
so
great.
You're able to introduce AJ and his friends who probably are maybe like in like an unchurched community, or they're not going to church currently.
Yeah.
And you're able to like show them that like the love of like basically the love of God through hanging out with them and caring for them, and then kind of introducing them into like an early stage of discipleship.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That is legit, Blake. Well, dang, thank you so much for your time today, and thank you for sharing. I'm so pumped for you and your journey into the Fire Academy, and I can't wait to see you saving lives and saving people. So thanks, Blake.
Thanks, man. Thank you for having me, Caleb.
Blake's story is so awesome. His testimony that he shared is so encouraging. It's actually really convicting. What I heard out of it was the power of invitation. The power of a personal invitation is so important, from him inviting his family into the community at CPC, and then also bringing this little like motley crew of middle school students into his life. It's the power of invitation that can change somebody's life and have them be impacted by the gospel. Our next student that is sharing is Grace Wisner. She is graduating from San Ramon Valley High School and attending Point Loma Nazarene University in the fall. Grace, thanks for being here. Man, for people who don't know, Grace is like has been my right hand since I've started at CPC. She's been doing worship with me and then just really growing in relationship. And yeah, it's been awesome. Grace, I love you so much. So let's just kind of get started. You grew up at CPC. Like, tell us how growing up at CPC has really shaped like your life and also your faith.
Yeah, I think just the community at CPC, growing up in it and literally being born into this church, like I was baptized here as an 8-month-old child, and just like the whole church family I've just been surrounded by since literally I can't even remember. And so I think for me, growing up at this church has been like sort of a second home where I just am like so comfortable. And I think that it's a really cool thing to be able to be somewhere and like walk around campus and just like know everybody and be like, hey, like, how are you? Like, I love you and I'm so glad I get to see you right now. And just like feeling really comfortable around people here has been just a really big blessing for my life, because the people at this church love the Lord and like really want what's best for like everybody around them. And
So for me, being able to grow up here has been just like really encouraging for my life. I think another aspect of it though is like my faith has been really shaken in my life. And because of the comfort and because of the stability that this church has given me, it's given me like a place to fall back on and like get wisdom from and get, yeah, that comfort from to support my life.
Yeah, that's awesome. The God of comfort wants to comfort you personally and also through community comfort you. So thank you so much for sharing that. So this has been a crazy year so far, obviously. And as a senior graduating, you've kind of experienced losses of graduation and all these parties and all of this stuff. Can you tell us, as a senior and as I believe that you are like a spiritual leader in your community, like how has this year impacted you? And what is like maybe some like encouraging words that you can share to any students watching or anybody watching? Because I'm sure anything you're going to share is going to be encouraging for all of us.
Yeah, I just think that this time is really interesting for seniors, especially me. I mean, this is my perspective, but as a sophomore in high school, I was just ready for college. Like, I was like, I don't even want to be in high school anymore. Like, I'm just like ready to move on. And by the end of my junior year, I was just so miserable in high school. I was like, this sucks every day. and the Lord was really telling me to just like press into the time that I have because it's not going to change right now. And so I pressed in and I was like, oh, my senior year is going to be great. I got on the rally team, was leading that. And that was so fun. I became the president of FCA, like that, like just pressed a lot of time into that. And I was just loving my senior year of high school and I was feeling so good about it. And I was ready for like the last month and just like, it was going to be so good. And I was really expecting it for like what the last month of my senior year had.
Yeah.
And then this like bomb sort of dropped of just like, like it's all gone. Like none of that is like happening anymore. And so I just feel like the Lord has been really sharing with me how important little moments are and how important it is to find the good in the situations that you're given.
Yeah.
And I think that just like as a sophomore in high school where he was like telling me, he was like, hey, like find the good in this situation. Just like now we're in this situation of shelter in place and all of these like crazy things are happening in the world. And he's just like rest in the goodness and find the goodness and just live through that.
Yeah.
And I think that that's like one of the things that is really, really hard for me to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's
especially
just
probably being a person that like bears the weight of things. It's been probably really heavy on you and
you
feel like God is like leaning into you and saying like, just rest with me. And you're like, how can I rest with everything that's going on? And you're like, and he's like, just do it. You know? Oh, wow. It's awesome. Grace, thank you so much for sharing. I'm so pumped for you. I love you so much. So thanks for being here.
Thanks.
Grace's story is so awesome and powerful. From the first answer that she gave and her parents' choice to include her and to encourage her to stay involved with the many aspects that we have here at CPC, it's obviously been impactful on her life in more than one way. She is a true leader and a spiritual guide in her community at school. And it's really amazing to see the growth that she has had over the last couple of years. And then into the next question, we see her wisdom that she has and her perspective that she has that is higher. It's actually a godly perspective and it's really powerful and convicting for me. And I'm sure it is for you as well to hear such a young person demonstrating such a high level of spiritual maturity. Our team, my team, and our students involved in our ministry want to thank you, CPC. Thank you for your constant support and love in all aspects of our ministries, from the beginning, from 5-6, all the way to the end of their high school journey. It is through and the support of you guys that we are able to have such a powerful and impactful ministry. So from me, but from my thank you is all inclusive of our entire ministry. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your love. We hope that you guys have an amazing rest of your day. God bless.